טוב, תנת ועשיב טוב.
כששויפך מים ישרים על יודו צורך לזוהה, של ישור על יודו, שרור או קיסם או שום דבר אחר, שאין מים מתארים, אלו מים של גב היד, ולא מים של הצרור. Once again, we're talking about a case where a person is not putting the full reviews in one shot, he's splitting it off. In which case, the first waters become tummy, and then he's matar them with the second water. If he has twig or a splinter or something sitting on his hand, even there won't be a problem with chatzitza, because water will get underneath it, but still, that piece of wood or feather, or whatever it is going to get wet. Now, the water on that feather is tummy, because it's tummy from the hands, and the second time you put water on it, it won't become tummy. The mind can be matar only water on the hands itself. Therefore, if a person didn't check before, and then he did this in the Tiyas Yadayim, and less than Revi's in the second Maim Shneim, then he saw something on his hand, he has to be Toivul again. This was a Suffolk, if he noticed that he had that Tzrar, that piece of splinter where it was on his hand, after he did the first time, before he did the second time. So basically, L'chayre, he could just remove that, and then finish off in the Tiyas Yadayim, assuming there wasn't a Chatzitza. So, Mishra Bruder says a Suffolk about this, and he said that he found in the Prima Golden, all says a suffix about that. Maybe it automatically passes it from the beginning. So once again, we're talking about the case, there was no problem with chatzitza. If the problem with chatzitza is stuck onto the hand, then even if you wash with a full refis, it won't help because everything that's chaitit in tefillin and mikvah chaitit in tefillin is died. Remember, back, when you have something that's sitting there, with the water going underneath it, and even so, if you do a full refis in one shot, then there's no problem. If you do half a refis and another refis, so that item got wet the first time around, the water became tummy, you cannot be mitaren afterwards. If you're pouring a full reviyah, you don't have to make sure there's nothing sitting on your hand. The chatzitza is a problem, but in that case, it's just sitting there, and the water will get it wet. So, we will repeat another time. It is highly recommended to make sure you pour a full reviyah on each hand, and then you avoid all these problems. Somebody who has some wound on his hand and he has advantage over it. Tremendous kiddush of the Rosh that, look, I would say if I have a bandage on my hand, I have a chatzitza and I can't turn the tears of dying. But we're talking about a case where you cannot easily remove it. If it's something you can remove it, then it's a chatzitza. But here, it's very painful to remove. And therefore, Rosh was mechadish. Then, respecting the tears of dying, we look at its wolf territory. Your hand consists of the parts of the hands that are exposed, other than that part. So the zosh yilayog liga v'yatia, so the yavzal ma'im shal v'yatia, v'tam v'yad, or yishpach v'yat, al yad gachal zel zel nit ma'im. If you have a bandage, so it's even more important to make sure you pour a full v'yat in hand, because if you put less than v'yat, you get into trouble of water coming out of the bandage, and then afterwards being the time of the hand. Ramos is loik v'ma'im yishreinim, v'ein al gavi kli, v'ein al gavi kaak. For the ma'im yishreinim, you could pour over a clear or pour over the ground. So the mice, if a person has a wound on his hand, if he could take off the bandage, take it off. If he can't take it off, he should make sure to be tovel to revius, because otherwise it's impossible to be exact, be tovel everything up to the bandage and not get the bandage wet. If the bandage fell off in the middle of eating, then you have to begin on the tzitzis dying if you do this portion of the tzitzis dying the first time around.